We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Hey, in middle of paragraph Yud Aleph. In the newer volumes, it'll be page 422, left-hand column, the top line. V'zeh b'chinas tomed einei Hashem alekecha bo, me'reishis Hashanah v'adachris Hashanah. With what we've learned till now, we can understand the pasuk where the Torah says Hashem's eyes are upon Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. Barosh Hashanah nidoin ma yehei b'sofo. We know that on Rosh Hashanah, it's judged, it's determined what will be throughout the whole year, including till the end of the year. Shehasof Hashanah oile ad Rosh Hashanah. The end of the year is connected to Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is deciding already what's going to be all the way at the end. Ze bechinas hiskarvus soif hazman lereishi sayut chilosoi. This pasuk symbolizes this concept of bringing together the end of time to the beginning of the time. We're being told that there's a kesher between Reishis Hashanah and Achris Hashanah. On one hand, they seem far, far apart. They're not apart at all. At the beginning already, the end has been decided and determined. So the beginning and end are mamish one. Ki zeh hayoim tchilas masecho zikoron hayoim rishon. Because Rosh Hashanah, we say in our tefillah that today is the beginning of Hashem's creation. And it's a remembrance of the first day. Ki bo zeh hayoim nivra odom rishon. Because it's on Rosh Hashanah. Aleph Tishrei is when Odom Arishon was created, by Yoim Hashishi, which was the sixth day of the week at that time. Kedei sheikoneis leShabbos miyad, so that Odom Arishon should go straight into Shabbos, b'shvil kavona zukanal, based on the intention that we mentioned earlier. Kedei sheyale kol hazman lebechinas lamala miyazman kanal, so that he would have the ability to elevate zman, which is symbolized by the 6 days of the week, Tulamalam in Azman, which is Shabbos. V'oz kishoile kol Azman lebchinas lamalam yazman, nimtokim kol hadinim shenechozim bebchinas zman, bebchinas achros hayom, bebchinas malchus. And when we're zoichet to elevate Zman, Tulamalam in Azman, by doing that, we are mamtik all dinim, we sweeten all midas hadin, which is connected to Zman, which is referred to as Achris Hayomim. Achris Hayomim is a term used in the Zohar Kodesh to refer to Malchus, Midas Adin. Sheshom kol hachof ches itim, whereby it's in Malchus and in Midas Adin that you have the 28 different times that are mentioned in Koheles. Yudalid latoiva, v'yudalid the other way. 14 of them are positive, 14 are negative. Eis livkois, eis lischoik, eis livnois, eis listor that are found in Koheles. Kimishom mishtalshel achiza soitim lorochas v'sholom, because it's from there, from Zman, from Malchus, from Midas Hadin, that there comes forth the bad times, chas v'sholom. Machmas miyut hayareach, because of the fact that the moon, which is associated with the Malchus, which is associated with Zman, was shrunken, was lessened in size. Shehu miut ha-seichel. We mentioned earlier that's associated with a decrease in seichel. The moon is a light. The shnei ha-moiris ha-gdoilim, the sun and the moon are lanterns, which symbolize oir, seichel, das. And if the moon was made smaller, it means that the das was made smaller. Shehu miut ha-seichel. His gabrus hazman. And we know that whenever the seichel becomes smaller, the time becomes longer, bigger. Aval kishemekashrin umalin hazman labchinas lamalam yazman. Whereas, when we're zeichet to connect zman to that which is above zman, al yidei hagdolas haseichel, by increasing our seichel, Nizbatel shinui ha'itim vazmanim. We nullify, we eliminate the differences in time, the different times. Vinim tokim kol hadinim, and all din is sweetened. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, batzar lecho, when you'll be in difficult straits, Exactly. That's the Midas Adin, Hanechaz Bebechinas Achris Hayomim, which is connected to and latches onto Achris Hayomim, which is a nickname for the Malchus. The Oz, and when we succeed in being Mamtik all the Dinim, Kuloit Nase Kuloit Oiv, everything becomes good. Shenimshach Mibechinas Lemala Meazman Shu Kuloit Oiv Kuloi Oruch, because that Toiv flows from Lemala Meazman, which is the place that's all good, Kuloi Oruch. Vaideze Yoitzi Mishpotenu Loer Barosh Hashana Lechaim Toiv Maruchim Lashon Melchol Tuv. And this is what results in our judgment on Rosh Hashanah being a good judgment, a favorable judgment, that we're judged for a good life, a good long life, and peace, and everything good. Kishom, because over there, in that level of Lamala Menazman, there it's Kulay Toiv, it's all good, there is no bad over there. We've mentioned in the past that the Zohar HaKadosh mentions that when we speak about, let's say, the lower Chesed through Malchus, there we know there's a right side and a left side. There's Chesed and there's Gvura and there's Netzach and there's Hoy. When we go higher, when we go to Chochma Bin Adas, there still is a concept of right and left, but it's a much higher level of Chesed than the seven lower Midos. The three upper ones are much, much higher level kindness than the lower ones. As we mentioned recently, the lower ones are called Bonim. Netzach through Malchus are called Bonim. Chesed, Gvura, Teferes are called Ovois. Chochma and Bina are called Sovin, grandparents. Grandparents are mellower than parents. They're more a higher level of Chesed. But then we go to the top, we go to the Keser, the crown, where in Keser there is no right and left. That's the way the Zohar HaKadosh describes it. In the Keser, it's Kula Yamin. It's all right. It's all Chesed. It's Kulay Toiv. And that's what we're referring to here when we're talking about this concept of going Lemala min azman, you know, we're going to that place that's Kulay Toiv, and from there we're drawing a hamtoka sadinim, a complete hamtoka sadinim. Vize iker tzmichas keren Moshiach shomalchus tikdusha, and this is what will result in bringing forth the true glory of Moshiach, who is the symbol of the malchus tikdusha. Ki Moshiach hu bebechinas lemala min azman. Because Moshiach is associated with Lemala min Azman, above the concept of time. V'alkein, Dovra Melech Olav HaSholom, Lo Yehoye Loi Shum Zman Bo'olam Hazeh, V'hoyeroi Liyos Nefil. And this is why the Torah tells us that Dovra Melech had no time. He had zero time. He was supposed to be born dead. He had no years. How did he get his years? From two sources. Odom HaRishon. We know that Adam Rishon originally was supposed to live forever, permanently. There wasn't supposed to be any death. Hashem said, "Ki beyoyim achol chamimenu mois tomus." But I'm giving you an instruction: don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, because on the day that you eat from it, you're going to die. Hashem ended up fulfilling that, because ki elef shonim b'einecho ki yoyim esmoil. 1,000 years to us is like a day by Hashem. So as a result of eating from the Eitz Hadas, Adam Rishon had to die within 1,000 years, which means, let's say he was supposed to die at the end of 999 years. We know he passed away at the age of 930 because he donated 70 years of his life to Dovid HaMelech, who is part of his essence. The Arizal says that Odom is Rosh Teva, is Odom, David, Moshiach. There's a very serious connection between those three. So Odom HaRishon donated 70 years to Dovid HaMelech's life, and we're told also that the Ovois HaKadoshim donated 70 years to Dovid HaMelech. Why? Two explanations to that. Number one, Odom HaRishon's years were defective. They had a stain on them. They had this Eitz Hadas on them. So it's as if, kaviyocha, it's as if Adam Rishon was giving Dovid HaMelech damaged goods, damaged years. The Ovois HaKadoshim put their 70 years on top of that. Then he got real life. He got to be Dovid HaMelech. There's a whole cheshbon as to where the 70 years come from, because Yitzchak Avinu did not donate at all. Yitzchak is Midas Hadin. Yitzchak is Zman. And Dovid HaMelech learned as Lamala Menazman. Yitzchak lived to 180. If Yitzchak Avinu lived to 180, his daddy for sure should have lived to 180. Avraham Avinu passed away at 175, which means he donated 5 years to David HaMelech. Yaakov Avinu lived to 147. Yosef HaTzadik lived to 110. This second, I don't remember the cheshbon offhand, but it comes to exactly, that if you add the five from Avraham Avinu and what Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik donated, comes out to exactly 70 years. So one answer is because Adam Rishons were defective. Another answer is David HaMelech led a double life. Remember? He was up by day and up by night. The Gemara tells us he hardly slept overnight. He slept sheet and ish, you know, up to 60 winks and then up. So David HaMelech needed 140 years to live his life. 70 from David HaMelech, 70 from Adam Rishon, 70 from the Avos HaKadoshim. So here Rav Nosson Zal is telling us, David HaMelech lo yehoyo lo shum zman bo'olam hazeh. David HaMelech had no time in this physical world. Avol be'emes Hashem Yisborach roitze b'tikun ho'olam. But Hashem wants the tikkun of the world. Ki adarabba, David daiko hu tzorich li'yois bo'olam hazeh. David HaMelech has to be in this world. I'm not part that might be liyois or lichyois to live in this world. Why? Ki yesh loy koyach lakasher ulahalois kol hoylam lebechinas lemalam yazman. Because David HaMelech, who is malchus zman, he's the one who has the greatest opportunity to be makasher oylam hazeh to oylam haba, to be makasher zman to lemalam in azman. V'al kein, and this is why we have one of today's famous songs. I was just singing this morning. Incredible. Aval kein yomim al yemei melech toisif, it says. Yomim al yemei melech toisif shnoisav kemoi dor vador. Al kein yomim al yemei melech toisifu. This is why they added years to his life. He had zero life, and he got a deposit put into his account. At shechai boilam hazeh shivim shana. To the point where David HaMelech lived exactly 70 years. V'zocho lalois lebechinas lemala mezman. And David HaMelech is the one who was zoche to go up to the level of lemala mezman. Bebechinas, as we say about David HaMelech, David Melech Yisrael, chai v'kayom. He is not dead. He's very much alive. Sheze bechinas lemala mezman. This tells us, why do we say it about David HaMelech? Why don't we say it about Yaakov Avinu chai v'kayam? Why bedafka David HaMelech chai v'kayam? It's giving us a message. Sheze bechinas lemala mezman. Chai v'kayam means not limited by time, not bound by time. Shechai v'kayam lo'olam voed. He is eternal. Umimenu yetze Moshiach. And from him, from David HaMelech, is going to come forth Moshiach, Shu gam kein lemala miyazman, who is also above time, Vehu yisakein hakoil. And Moshiach is going to be the one who's going to fix everything. Ukimavura bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal al posuk ani hayoim yiledeticha. There's a very famous posuk in Tehillim, which is written about Moshiach, the Gemara says. Ani hayem yiledeticha, shemoshiach yizke lozeh haseichel shel bechinas bitul hazman. Moshiach is going to be the one who's going to achieve this level of bitul hazman, on the highest level, a level of seichel where there's no time, where every day is his first day. Ani hayem yiledeticha, every day is day number one. He's not accruing time. Time doesn't exist. He's above the concept of time. Look in Likutei Moran Tanina, Simon Samach Aleph, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. There he really explains this topic of Lemala Min Hazman, and especially related to Moshiach. Paragraph Yud Beis. V'ze b'chinas tiku b'choide shoifor b'kesel yom chageinu. The famous pasuk that's written about Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says about that pasuk, Ezehu chag shalavon miskaseboi, which month is it? Which holiday is it? Where the moon is covered up, where you don't see the moon? Zeh Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, which comes out on Rosh Chodesh, when the moon is almost invisible. K'moyisham razal, as the Gemara says, Ki b'Rosh Hashanah oz shneim yachad, Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is the one time when both of these two come together, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. The sun and the moon. ואוז נסחברים שניהם יחד, או הלבונה והלחמה, שהם ראש שונה שהוא של החמה, וראש חודש שהוא של הלבונה. That's when the sun and the moon come together and unite. ואוז צריכים שיעלו ויסחברו שניהם יחד, ויהיה אור הלבונה כאור החמה. And that's when we need that they should both connect to each other properly, and the moon should be elevated, restored, so that the light of the sun and the moon should be equal. שזה בחינס הסאחדוס הזמן. That's the concept of the unification of time. שהזמן עולה לבחינס למעלה מהזמן. Where זמן rises up to the level of למעלה מהזמן. Becomes all oneness. וזה בחינס תקיע שויפור. And that's the whole concept of the blowing of the שויפור, as we explained in the previous year. The different sounds, the תקיע, the שבורים, the trua, how it represented למעלה מהזמן, and זמן, and all the different... וזה תיקו בחודש שויפור בכסר. That's the connection in this pasuk, that by blowing the shofar, we're zeicha to affect the tikkun of bakesel yom chageinu, of the fact that on this chag, Rosh Hashanah, the moon is covered up, the moon is zman, and the moon is nichlal in the sun. Chodesh and shana are coming together as one. Zman is being elevated to lamala min hazman. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'ze b'chinas ma shenikra Rosh Hashanah yoyim hazikoroim. Now we'll understand why Rosh Hashanah is called by this unusual name. Yoyim hazikoroim, the day of remembering. Ki shikha hu b'chinas histalkus hadas. Because forgetting means that it left my brain. It went out of my brain. There's no brain on that. My brain is not attached to that thing. Sheshom ikra hazman. That's where time is really involved, right? Everybody knows that with time, you forget, right? The whole concept of shikha is based on time. The Gemara says, for example, nishkachti kames milev, that when a person passes away, we mourn them for a year, the first year, the 11 months, the 12 months, because after 12 months, the person is forgotten to a degree, is a shikha. So again, shikha is based on time. And the word shikha is the letters hachoshech, darkness, the opposite of seichel. Because again, if I have a piece of information in my head, and I absorb the piece of information, somebody told me a piece of information, the next day, they gave me a phone number. The next day, somebody says, what's the guy's phone number? I think, I can't remember. You can't remember, you just heard it yesterday, right? I did hear it yesterday. It went into my brain, and now I can't remember. Why can't I remember? Because the light's off. When you go into a library and all the books are laid out there on the shelves and the lights are off, you can't find any information. You can't get any information. In order to have the information has to be there and the lights have to be on for you to be able to read it, to look at it. In a person's brain, when a person forgets something, it doesn't mean necessarily went out of his brain. Proof is because sometimes you forget it and a half hour later you remember, right? So it means that it's hachoshech. There's a darkness there. There's a histalkus hadas. The das went off that thing, either temporarily or permanently. Aval zikoroin hu bechinas das. Whereas remembering is a concept of consciousness, of das. Shaydeze nizbatel hazman kanal. And as we learned earlier, the higher a level of das, the more the bitul hazman. And again, usually the higher a level intelligent a person, the smarter a person, the better he can remember. Not always, it doesn't work always, but that's ki afilu b'sichleinu onu yecholim lehoven k'tzas shein shum zman klal. Because Rabbi Nosson Zal says, even we on our level can understand a little this concept of no time. Kiroyin b'chush, as we see in life, shehazman hoylech v'hoimer, that the time is running. Vahu of ufireach ketzel over. It passes by like a fleeting shadow. Achebemis. Lefi prichas hamachshova royin kemat bachush shein shum zman klal. And based on how a person's thoughts work, you can see that there just about is no time. Why? Ki heichon hu hazman shel kol hoylam. Where is the time of the whole world? Where's the time of all the... This person has so much time, and this person has... Where's all that time? Where's all the people's time? And where's all the time of all the people who lived already? It's gone. It went away. Ve'ikra zman hu rak machmas hashikha. The whole concept of time is based on the union of shikha, machma she'ovrim yomim v'shonim, because days and years go by, uberavoy sayomim nishkochim hayomim harishonim, and when a lot of time passes by, you forget what was 10 years ago, or 30 years ago, or 80 years ago. And because of the fact that we forgot what happened 10 years ago, it seems like, wow, look how much time went by since I was in high school. Can't believe it. I'm trying to remember who I sat next to, who was in my class. Can't even remember. Wow, how much time has gone by since then. Whereas, when a person is able to remember perfectly, perfect recall of what happened then, from then till now, and my birthday, let's say 6 years ago, it's as if it's right in front of me. I can remember every single thing that happened from the moment I woke up till the moment I went to sleep. If that's the case, then there's no time. It's mamish right here. It's right in front of me. Rak shebisichleinu vaday iefsher lohovin dovor ze bishleimus. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, based on our level of human intelligence today, we can't really understand this concept completely. This concept of lemalam and azma. What does that mean? You know. We can get an idea, we can get a feeling that there is such an inyan of lemalam and azman. Haklal, Rav Nosson says, but again, the fact is shezikoroin hu shleimus hadas hu bechinas lemalam yazman, that remembering, when a person has complete remembrance, when a person remembers something totally, perfectly, that's a concept of shleimus hadas. He knows that thing so well, a kid is studying for a test. He studies the chomer so well that you test him and he knows he remembers every single detail. That means he has shleimus hadas in this parsha of the Torah, which the Rebbe told him to prepare for the test. He studied it. I know it perfectly. What do you mean you know perfect? Prove it. Prove it. Ask me any questions. See if I know the answer. That means, again, by heart, not looking. It means if I remember every detail, it means I know it perfectly. Ki ikar hazman humachma she'en lanu sechel. Because the fact that we feel time is because we don't have shleimus hasechel. Kemo shomer Rabbeinu Zal beferish, as Rabbeinu Zal writes clearly in Likutei Moran, dahayinu b'chinas shikcha, shu b'chinas sheina, histalkus hadas. That's the concept of forgetting, the concept of sleeping, which is a concept of histalkus hadas. V'al kein mazhir haposuk, and this is why the posuk warns us in the Torah, zechoyer yemois oilam, binu shnois doyer vadoyer. All the days of the world and all the years of the different generations, our mission is to attach them to zikor, to attach them to this remembering. Shehu lamala miazman, and we said zikoroin is lamala miazman. When a person has perfect memory, then it doesn't matter if it's 10 years ago or now; it's the same thing to him, right? It doesn't matter if a year goes by, 10 years ago. 1,000 years can go by. I know it like I saw it today. I know it like I just saw it today. V'zehu zechor yemoy soilam, zechor daiko. Look at what the pasuk says. Take yemoy soilam, take time, and connect it to above time. What's called above time? Zechor, zikorim. V'zehu al yedei binu shnois dor v'dor. Have you accomplished that? Through bina, through understanding. Hainu al yedei habino v'hadas. By a person achieving shleimus hadas, chachma bina das, he develops his brain to the highest level possible. That's how he's zeicha to be mevatel zman. Now you'll understand why this title is so fitting for this yontif, Rosh Hashanah, that it's called Yom Hazikorim. Ki oz betchilas hashana malin kol hazman. Because on Rosh Hashanah, we achieve this Mereshis Hashanah at Achris Hashanah. We connect the entire spectrum of Zman to Tchilas Hazman, to Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem's already deciding the whole year, the entire year. And we're connecting all of Zman, L'tchilas Hazman, L'bechinas Bitul Hazman. Shezeo Bechinas Zikoroin. This is the concept of Zikoroin. Now we'll understand also perfectly. Could be Rav Nosson Zal say it soon. Probably. But just in case he doesn't. We spoke about the 6 days of the work versus Shabbos, of the week versus Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Zochor es yoim ha-Shabbos lekatshoi. The 6 days of the week are referred to as shikha, as choshech, darkness. There it's shinu mishana itim. There's chesed gvor, right and left. There's all kinds of differences. Shabbos, ato echod, v'shimcho echod, umikam chisroel goyechod boretz. Shabbos is oneness. Shabbos is zikorin d'gdusha. Zochor es yom ha-Shabbos lekatshoi. And again, our mission is that Shabbos should be mashpia to the 6 days of the week. To elevate the Yemei HaChol to Shabbos by making the Yemei HaChol subservient for Shabbos. So that all day, the whole week we're living for Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I can't wait till Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm living off the previous Shabbos. Everything is revolving around that middle candle, you know, Shabbos.